Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. And we're going to start this off the same way we start every episode off, with a moan of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How she caught me, loves. You're listening to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Norell Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. Thank you so much for your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Thanks so much, Elliot. My name is Jane Jakes. I'm the managing editor of Northward Magazine, a literary journal that's been publishing in Fort McMurray now since 2009.
Okay, there we go. So, in regards to yourself, how long have you been in the community for?
I've lived here since 1989.
1989, okay. What brought you out here?
My husband's job.
Okay.
And I worked at Keanu College as an English instructor until last June when I finally retired after 33 years.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's amazing. If you worked at the college for that long, you potentially know my mother, Pamela Pierre.
Yes, I certainly do.
Okay, there we go. Very cool. So you worked as an English teacher the whole time that you were there?
Yes, I did. I taught in various departments, but mostly in university studies.
Okay, and so why and how did you find a passion for education in like the college level?
I used to teach elementary school back in the day and found that the children were too short. My jokes went right over their heads. So I went back to graduate school and started teaching college-level English, and that was much better suited to my personality
right.
and my desires.
That's awesome. Good for you. So now, before we started filming, I got to just give your purse there a shout-out. It's an amazing purse, and you got it from your daughter. So how many children do you have?
Got two children. They both live in Vancouver.
Okay, and what do they do out there?
One is a graphic designer at Emily Carr, and the other is a freelance web designer.
Okay, so that's really cool. So they, I have to assume, grew up here in Fort McMurray.
Yes, they did.
And so me and Tanner have like an ongoing competition. What high school did you send them to, or did they choose to go to?
They were Westwood kids.
Oh, well, Tanner went to Comp, and I went to Merck. So that's two that were... not going to count in either one of the check boxes.
At least it's public.
Yeah. Oh, fair enough. So you got a half a point. So the magazine that you're here to talk about, let's hear a little bit about that, please.
Yeah. We started Northward Magazine, as I said, in 2009. There were 12 of us who were interested in having a higher profile for literary work in Fort McMurray, having some venue for people who did poetry, short stories, who were writing, and also for visual artists to have a place to display their work locally.
Right.
So 12 of us got together, made plans, headed by Jennifer Hemstock, who was the wife of, is still the wife of Blair Hemstock, who was a fellow English instructor at Keanu. And we came up with the notion of a magazine. We each put in $200 for the first issue, and we thought that that first issue would probably be the last issue.
Right.
But it wasn't. We had support from the community. We had lots of people interested in submitting. And we started publishing on a regular schedule of 2 issues per year. And we've kept that up ever since.
That's fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's huge. So with the magazine itself, like, how do you keep it going? Is this through grant positions? Are you guys a non-for-profit? Do you sell advertisements? Like how do you keep it alive?
We sell advertisements and we apply for grants whenever possible.
Yeah.
And we take donations. We do what we can. It's
okay.
Basically on a shoestring from issue to issue.
Yeah, no doubt. So if people wanted to get involved, though, to help you out, maybe through donations or sponsorship, how do they get in contact with you?
We have a Facebook page. We also have a website, Northward, and people can contact me at northward@hushmail.com.
There we go. So in regards to the magazine, like as things move along and technology changes, I know I used to get a number of different magazines, and I still do like the physical copy because it's, you know, you get to touch it. But there's a lot of people that immigrate or have immigrated to like the visual copy. Is your magazine primarily still hard copy, or can you get it from a digital format as well?
We post the copies online after they're printed in paper form.
Okay.
And we keep the paper form for a very good reason.
Yeah.
For a lot of competitions, particularly, writers need to have their work published in a paper form.
Okay.
And this is one of the few remaining venues that can do that.
Right.
And we've been very happy that some of our contributors have used us as a way of applying for other media using their publication with us.
That's fantastic.
We had one writer whose work was, short story was in our magazine, and she was then shortlisted for a Crime Writers of Canada award. She won the award, and the first thing she said at the podium was, "Thank you to Northward Magazine for publishing me." If she hadn't had her story in a paper format, she wouldn't have been eligible for that award.
That's awesome. So I've seen your magazine. My mom has it in the house. So like I'm aware of it, that's for sure. But for the people who are not, and I have to be honest, I don't know how to get my hands on it. I just hijacked it from my mom's house. So how can people at home get a copy of your magazine?
We have various distribution venues around town. Mitchell's is always good enough to stock the magazine for us. So is Keanu College. We have it available at Holy Trinity High School. And at, let me think, there are a few more places. Many of our distribution places shut down with the pandemic.
That's right.
The fires.
So that's right.
We are always looking for more places where we can distribute the magazine.
Okay. Okay, very cool. Well, if you want to leave some with us, every guest that comes in, I'll give them a copy.
That's wonderful. I will definitely do that.
Okay, very cool. All right. So from an early age, obviously, like you're passionate about like the arts and writing. Where did that start for you in particular?
Probably when I learned to write, I wanted to tell stories. Mm-hmm. Even before that, I told stories by drawing pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always been a passion for me.
Yeah, yeah. And so is there like a certain artist that has influenced you, or an author?
I'm particularly fond of 19th century writers.
Okay.
I love Jane Austen, love Dickens, George Eliot. These are role models for me, even though their style might not be current.
Right.
They always have something to say that goes to the heart of what it means to be human.
A right. Timeless style.
Absolutely timeless.
There we go. So is this something that you instilled in your children as well? Are they passionate about like the arts as well?
They are.
Yeah.
Yep. Visual art, theater, these are things that they have found very important in their lives.
Yeah. So I know as a kid, I used to hate it when I was a little boy, but my mom was very, very passionate about making sure that I was quote unquote cultured. And so she would take me down to the plays at Keanu College, and as a young child, I didn't so much mind going to the plays, but she'd make me dress up. And so I had a corduroy blue suit that I'd have to put on. I was like, oh man, I hate going to, anyways, I hated putting on the suit. So, but I would have to go, and I ended up falling in love with the arts, and I started like really enjoying going to plays and musicals and whatnot. And Fort McMurray allowed, and I feel a lot of people don't think about Fort McMurray for that because we're so oil and gas based, but there's some amazing things that take place at Keanu College. When you were working down there, were you able to participate in some of that, or like be involved in some of the productions that took place there?
Yes, actually, my husband and I were both in the Keanu College play Death Trap.
Oh.
When was that? 2014.
Yeah.
So that was a great deal of
fun. I saw that. Okay.
I did too. And we've been season ticket subscribers at Cano Theatre
right.
since we came to Fort McMurray.
Right.
Go to all of the musical concerts that we can.
Yeah.
Enjoy that very much.
Where are your seats?
They are in the cross row in the middle.
You're like my mom. You have the best seats yeah. that are impossible to get a hold of. Like, yeah. it's one of those things when I said, Mom, when it comes to the point in your life where you're not able to go anymore, I was just like, I want your seats. Because those seats are so, like, those are coveted seats, and, like, you're not getting them. And I call every year to be like, hey, did anybody, like, drop out and give their seats away? They're like, no.
We've got the seats. We're holding on to those.
So, with the plays that you go to every year, like, what is the genre that you get most excited about when it comes to town?
I enjoy them all. Okay. I love the musicals, love the dramas, comedies, farces.
Yeah.
It's just great entertainment.
Yeah.
That's very high quality.
Here yeah. Well. Now, are you somebody who really performs the arts traditionally, or do you also look at television, movies? Are you digesting that kind of content as well?
Oh, all kinds of content.
Yeah. Okay. So what's a series at home that you like to watch?
Oh, do we have a current series at the moment? Since Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul finished, I don't think we've really gotten on to something else.
Okay.
Those were big favorites.
Those are classics. Those are really good. Okay, listen, Tanner just shook his phone, so that means he's ready with his questions for the Max City Minute. But before we cut into that, we have a quick ad from Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we are back. Thank you, Carrie, for your ongoing support. Really do appreciate it. Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
Alrighty, question number one for you today. If you could meet any writer from history, who would you pick?
Oh, I think I'd have to say Jane Austen.
Question number two. What do you think is your favorite piece of literature?
Too many to narrow down, but if I had to pick just one, it would be George Eliot's novel Middlemarch.
Question number three. What is one book you think everyone should read?
Tastes vary so widely that even as an English instructor, I don't think everybody should read just one book. At the moment, I'd put a plug in for Kate Beaton's Ducks, especially here in Fort McMurray.
Okay.
Question number four. What is one snack or treat from your childhood you wish you could still get today?
Oh boy, Baby Ruth bars I don't think are available anymore, but I enjoyed those.
And your final question. What do you think is the most underrated play people should see?
Underrated play? I think I'd have to look at some of Shakespeare that is not performed very often. And there are a number of those that are kind of put aside. I always enjoyed The Tempest.
Oh, that's a good one.
And those have been your five questions.
It's one of those things where I don't understand why there's not more Shakespeare's plays that are performed. I don't know if it's hard for obviously it would be, but like hard for actors to put it on. But I find anytime that there is a Shakespeare performance, especially here in Fort McMurray, people show up to see it.
They do. Shakespeare is another one of those timeless voices that has something to say to us.
Yeah.
They are, sometimes people are put off by the idea of Shakespeare, but reading it and seeing it performed are two very different things.
Very, very different things. I know for me, I was lucky enough because my mom was at Keanu College. Reading it, especially at first, is a challenge, especially with all like the soliloquies and yeah. Anyways, but what I would do is I would punish through reading the book, and then my mom would take me to the Keanu College library, and then you could get the movie of an actual play.
Yes.
So it was like verbatim based on like what you were reading, they were also saying, and it totally came to life. And then you understand a little bit more of like what's going on. And like, I fell in love with listening to Shakespeare's plays. They're so good.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
And so many different ways of staging them.
That's right.
Forming them.
Yeah.
It's endlessly.
Yeah. I remember there's a movie. What's the movie called, Tanner? Help me out with this. Heath Ledger's in it. 10 Things I Hate About You. Thank you, Tanner.
Is it 10 Things I Hate About You?
No, it's not. What is it? Heath Ledger. I think it's 10 Things I Hate About You.
Like, I was making a joke and yeah. It just made you doubt yourself.
You did. You totally made me doubt myself. But it's based on a Shakespeare play.
Yes.
And it's the one that you just mentioned.
It's Taming of the Shrew,
yeah.
Actually.
And it's an amazing kind of visiting on how they want to portray it, but still like an amazing
Yeah, it was story. 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh, thanks for making me doubt myself, bro.
You're very welcome. It was fun.
Yeah. So, Fort McMurray, you came here many years ago, but you decided to stay here and raise a family here. What about this community kind of sucked you in?
It's vibrancy, I think. There's nothing here there are so many opportunities here for people.
Right.
If I'd lived in a big city, I never would have helped to start a literary magazine. There would already be literary magazines. There would be too many complications in starting something new. But in Fort McMurray, there are always opportunities to start things, to meet new people, to go in different directions. It's a community that's very much alive.
There we go. I love that response. So when you came here, you've obviously seen a lot of change, to say the least. As an instructor at Keanu, what was the change you saw there with the different generations of students that like passed through your doors?
Biggest change was the increase in diversity among the students. Mm. And that is such a positive for the college.
Right.
We now have students who come from all over the world to attend classes.
Yeah.
And it was exciting as an instructor to help to integrate their experiences into the world of McMurray.
Oh, that's cool. Great answer. I like that insight. So now the big ticket question, and good luck answering it. I don't know if you'll be able to, if you put any thought behind it, is now that you're retired, what's the game plan? How are you going to spend your hours?
Well, working on Northward has been very satisfying, and there's always something to do with that. We've got a new issue coming out at the end of the month. We've got a new launch party April 30th at the International Airport that has offered us the venue. And then there's another issue coming with the deadline of May 30th. The theme is humor, so always new submissions coming out and new voices to be heard.
Right. Okay. So with a launch party, I've never went to a magazine launch party before. What does that entail? What takes place there?
We have a launch party for every new issue because we love to celebrate. And we have our contributors coming and their friends and anyone who is a friend of Northward or interested in what we do.
Right.
We have readings from the new magazine. We reveal the cover. The cover is always by a local artist.
Okay.
And we distribute the copies to those who show up.
Very, very
cool.
It's a lot
of fun.
And so if you're an artist who is submitting their content, how does that get selected?
The submissions all come through me at northward@hushmail.com.
Right.
And I take off any identifying details, such as the writer's name.
Right.
And I send them on to the guest editor. We have a different guest editor for each issue.
Okay.
The guest editor chooses a theme for the issue.
Right.
And also chooses the cover art. And looks through the submissions and decides, just on merit, which ones he or she wants to include.
Okay.
So it's not a matter of, my friend wrote this and I'm going to put it in. Guest editor doesn't know who wrote what.
Right. And so how did you come up, because it's a fascinating way of coming up with who goes in. How did you come up with the concept of having like a guest editor on every different magazine and like putting the onus on them to now? Because I thought, honestly, and like that's why you don't make assumptions, I just assumed you had like a board of people that read through all of it and then you just came to a consensus like, oh, this is what I like, this is what I don't. How you've decided to go about it is very, in my opinion, unique and really cool. So how did you come up with that?
I think we started it because there were 12 of us who all wanted a voice in that first issue.
Right.
So we said, all right, this one person will be the guest editor.
Right.
In the next issue, I happened to be the guest editor.
Right.
And it went on from there.
Okay.
And now we choose guest editors who are friends of Northward, people who've contributed before.
Yeah.
People who show some interest.
Right. Because that just led into my next question. I was like, how do you go about picking a guest editor? So you figured that one out. It's not like you can be kind of right. Anybody shot.
The one issue 27. Guest editor is Scott Miller. So all of the submissions, one way or another.
How do you guys get the information out? A great deal of people.
We often have a lot of response.
Wow.
Yeah. From as far away as ourselves as international.
That's amazing. So you're getting that type of influx of people from like the Wood Buffalo area sending content into you, huh?
Yes.
That's amazing.
So many people write poetry. It always surprises me who writes poems and what they have to say.
That's crazy. Yeah.
And lots of short stories as well.
I never would have thought that.
Yeah. Photographs, drawings, paintings. We see them all.
That's amazing. Very cool. Well, listen, Tanner just tapped his watch. I could talk to you all day, but the show is in a short format. So him tapping a watch means we're out of time. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Okay. Our next deadline is May 30th. The theme is humor, and our guest editor is Will Collins. Send your comic pieces into northward@hushmail.com.
There we go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. We do appreciate your ongoing support. Other than that, I hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.